Welcome to another bonus helping of Who Cares Wins as we look for reasons to be optimistic in our ever-changing world. Today we hear the first of two extracts we're going to share from the Long Time Academy podcast, which is a deep exploration of our connections with time. In this one, you'll hear a short meditation on rituals in connecting us to long timism, which we invite you to join.
And as I've been thinking about what might help you next as you continue your long time journey, I keep coming back to the idea of ritual. And it reminds me of a moment I shared with Marsha Bjornerud, the geologist who spoke about timefulness in episode 2. It happened just as we were finishing our conversation.
Okay, so I wondered if there was any homework that you were able to set for the students, something that they could do to help them get more timeful.
I think one thing is to just find a pebble or a rock, pick it up, and start thinking about it not as something that's a mute, inert object, but something that embodies a story, a history of some kind that may not be evident right away, but by learning to read its shape, looking at its texture, you might be able to glean something from it. If you find a very rounded stone, that shape suggests that it's traveled some distance, that it's had all of its rough edges nicked off by tumbling in a stream, or maybe by being dragged beneath an ice sheet. If it has large crystals, it's probably something that formed deep in the subsurface and somehow found its way to the surface by erosion. So it's got a memory of living in the deep crust. If it has layers, it's probably a sediment that accumulated at least tens of millions of years ago and has some memory of the atmosphere that existed long before we did. So I think just shifting our sense of a pebble as something that is just an inert object to something that bears a narrative is a start.
I love the idea that I can feel connected to these stories that span eons through a pebble on my doorstep. And little rituals like this can be so powerful. The role of ritual in connecting us to long timism has come up again and again with the people who have joined us at the Academy.
There's this belief that rituals are old traditions that cannot be changed. We don't recognize that ritual can be created. Every ritual starts out as a short-term commitment to do something that day, that week, that month, and to repeat it over and over and over again. So can we think about what can we do that is a micro movement that has relatively painless short-term investment that over the long period of time, these micro movements will create a massive shift in our trajectory.
And we'll share another extract from the Long Time Academy next week. Thank you for listening to Who Cares Wins, Reasons to be Optimistic. And we'd be so grateful if you would rate, review, subscribe, and share the podcast. And do get in touch if you have your own hope and optimism you'd like to share.